Back in the day, insurance agents visited with their clients around the kitchen table to collect premiums and discuss coverage. Nowadays, people are more concerned with convenience and price without really understanding what they're purchasing. Our goal for each show is to bring some of that kitchen table conversation back in order to help our listeners understand their coverage and how it relates to their particular situation. We would like to mention that every insurance company is a little different as far as their policies and coverage. Please contact your insurance company for more information on your particular situation. And now, let's talk insurance.
Hello, and welcome once again to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I am Matt, and we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're anywhere in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call, 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. You can visit us on the web. Doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address. And that address is mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. If you want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. More and more people are getting out despite the COVID pandemic that we're still in. They are getting out and going on vacation. And with Labor Day coming up here soon, at the beginning of September, people are looking to just get out and enjoy last dregs of summer before school starts. And a lot of people are going to be flying to areas that have less restrictions and where they're at. And with that flying, they're most likely going to be renting a vehicle. So I thought that I would look up and find some tips to help you save some money and possibly get some more information when it comes to renting a vehicle. You see, people are traveling more for vacation and many are opting to fly and rent a vehicle rather than put miles on their personal vehicles. Rental car rates actually have increased by as much as 30% over last year, due in part to the pandemic. Rental car companies had reduced their fleets last year to save money. And now, due to the shortage of new vehicles, new and used vehicle prices have skyrocketed. So as these rental car companies are having to replenish their fleets, they're finding that the cost to purchase new vehicles has gone up significantly, and therefore they have had to increase their rates. Now, I did find an article from AARP with tips on how to save money when renting a vehicle. Again, you can go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, click on Let's Talk Insurance. It'll bring you to the blog post for today. If you happen to be listening to this podcast later on, easy enough, you just go to the blog, upper right, it says search archive, type in rental car tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post with a link to the AARP article. The first tip I want to share with you is reserve early. The sooner you can reserve a vehicle, the cheaper the rate you can get. Rates will usually go up closer to the travel date. So obviously you want to do it as soon as you can. Like if you're planning on going out for Labor Day, you may want to start looking at renting a vehicle now. Lots of websites you can go to, Expedia.com, Hotels.com. Do your research, but definitely reserve it as early as you can. And then keep in mind what restrictions that they may have on, like, cancellations. Like, if you end up not being able to go, can you cancel it without any penalties? So be sure to look into that, but definitely reserve it as early as you can. The next tip I have for you is check prices. Not only online, but also at different locations. Costs at airport rental counters are often much higher than at non-airport locations. Reason being is convenience. You know, you get off your flight, you go right there to the rental car, and you can get a vehicle right there. Usually, the farther away you get from the airport, usually the cheaper rate you can get. One article that I read recently had somebody that said that they were going to be charged a $50 convenience fee if they rented a vehicle at the airport. But they did some checking around, and they could take a $25 Uber ride to to another location, and they would be saving $25. So getting charged $50 convenience fee versus taking a $25 Uber, it's cheaper to take the Uber route and get to a location that is outside or away from the airport. So definitely check into that. The next tip that they have for you here is loyalty programs. Many rental agencies offer a loyalty program for free that many include perks such as skipping long lines to the airport, special pricing, mileage discounts, other things like that. So definitely look into, if you're going to be renting a vehicle, look into joining the loyalty program. Even though you may only use it once a year, getting some additional perks for free by joining the loyalty program, you're gonna be way better off. Now, another one that they offer here is consider Uber or Lyft. It may actually end up being cheaper to book rides through one of those services rather than paying for a daily rental vehicle, which may be true. You know, depending on how much you're going to be using your vehicle when you're on vacation. I mean, if you're staying in a location where there's a lot of foot traffic, you know, a lot of places you can get to by foot rather than, you know, driving, it may be worth it to, you know, pay for an Uber or Lyft to get you to a destination that you have planned that you need to get there by vehicle, rather than paying the daily rental charges for having that vehicle that may only be used a couple times during your trip. So definitely look into Uber or Lyft to see if that will work for you on your particular trip. May not work for everybody, but you know, in some instances, it may be a better way to go for sure. Now, this one I popped in there. You want to go to Let's Talk Insurance, the blog post that I have for today, to get a link to the article for AARP. I want you to read the full article because I only shared a few tips here. But they've got a bunch more tips that you can check out. Again, you go to mvpinsure.us, lower middle of the landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog. If you happen to be listening later on, easy enough. Just type in rental car tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post with a link to the AARP article. Now, I'm going to add this one in there. This wasn't on the AARP article, but something that you should check into. Check your insurance. Okay, if you own a vehicle, check your auto policy to see what coverage is available while renting a car. In most cases, when it comes to auto insurance, a rental car is considered a temporary substitute auto. So therefore, your liability, medical, and physical damage would carry over to that rental car while you're using it. Okay. Additionally, credit cards. There are certain credit cards out there that offer rental car insurance if you use the card to rent the vehicle. Those two options may save you some money rather than purchasing the collision damage waiver from the rental car agency, which could tack on anywhere from $25 to $50 a day to your rental by purchasing the collision damage waiver. But again, check your auto policy to see what's available as far as renting a vehicle and insurance. And then also check your credit cards to see if credit cards offer like a collision insurance or liability insurance when it comes to renting a vehicle using their particular credit card. So definitely check into that. Again, go to our website, mvpinsure.us, lower middle landing page, Let's Talk Insurance. Click on that. It'll bring you to our blog with a link to the AARP article. You can go up to the search archives, type in rental car tips 2021, and it'll bring you to the blog post for today. Again, we are from M. Vanderplow Insurance Agency, located in beautiful downtown Zeeland, Michigan. If you're in the Lake Michigan Lakeshore area, you can give us a call at 616-396-1497. Anywhere else in the state of Michigan, you can call us toll-free, 1-800-968-1497. Visit us on the web. It doesn't matter if you're on a desktop, laptop, smartphone, or tablet. It's all the same address, and that's mvpinsure.us. That's mvpinsure.us. You want to send us an email, you can do that too. It's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Again, that's mvpinsagency@gmail.com. Well, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Insurance, the weekly podcast where we share with you all things insurance. I hope you have a good week, a safe week, and a warm week. Take care.